check.
Is this on?
Check.
Do you want me to put this away?
Hello. Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hey, y'all.
Meg, hi.
Hi.
How have you been?
This is great.
Boy, guys. Boy, do I want to apologize. It's been a while.
It's been Paige's fault 100% also.
Listen, I'm a working girl living in a working world. What can I say? Ugh. I hate myself.
My head against
no,
the
I
mic.
Mean, like, look, it's summertime.
Summer.
Living is easy. Time. Isn't that what people say? I don't know. But no, it's I've been soups busy. I got a new job. Holla back.
Are we still not talking? We can't.
Oh, okay. We're definitely not talking about it now. It's for the government. I'm a secret agent, and that's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Think what you want. Think what you want.
I think
boo. But I'm happy to be back.
Happy-ish to have you here.
Thanks so much. Man, a lot has happened these past couple of... has it been a couple of weeks?
It's been years. It's been years. Like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeesh.
I think that's it. Maybe more.
We had an eclipse.
We did have an
eclipse. I want to talk about the eclipse.
Okay, should I answer the riddle first?
Fine, I always forget about this gosh darn riddle.
I actually don't know if this is the last one. And if this is one from before.
Do any of you remember? We have guests in the room.
I'm pretty certain this is what it is.
Here we go.
I think the riddle was, how do you make one disappear?
Oh, and you told me the answer, I know the answer.
And the answer is, you add a G in front of it.
Gone! Boo! Boo, boo, boo! Put a G in front of it.
Spell one. Spell the word one. And put a G in front of it. No. It's gone.
Okay.
That was a good
audience
one.
Member. A little slow.
Come on. That was a good one.
Yes, it was good.
Will you finally admit that one of my riddles were good?
It was fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that was great.
Okay, back to the eclipse.
Do you want to know a fun fact about the eclipse?
Total eclipse of the sun. Go on. I know that's not the song.
It's definitely not.
I did the sun because...
I didn't get it.
I got it.
No one else got it. It's fine. I didn't care. Like, I didn't look at it.
No?
I, like, saw that in my window that it was cloudy, and I was like, all right, I guess it's happening.
Honestly, it was pretty neato.
Joe got very angry that I did not share the same level of...
It's one of those things that you have to see, even though you look at it for 0.5 seconds.
Yeah. Were they?
Oh.
So you had the special glasses then, if you were at the eye doctor.
Should we tell Amanda to hold up the mic? Because she's... Just hold up the mic. You can.
She clearly wants to be in.
Guys, Amanda, clap for her.
I don't have my intro music this time.
You don't need it.
No
one cares.
Well, listen. Don't tell me it wasn't hit last time.
It wasn't.
What was it?
You're lying.
I was wasted. I have no idea.
Oh, that was really good. We'll do that next time.
All right, get out of here.
Okay. I feel like the eclipse personally affected me. Like, I would love to hear how the eclipse...
Did you recharge your crystals, Paige?
I wish I had crystals.
Does that not click on the new phones?
It should click, but maybe it's just so connected.
No, like, it does stuff.
You know my password?
It does stuff, but it's not clicking.
Just do my password.
I know, but I just...
Jesus,
I'm concerned. What is it?
Yeah, so I wish I had crystals to recharge.
I have seen people do that on Instagram.
Do you? Like, I'm kind of intrigued by crystals. I feel like I want to get into them.
You want some crystal healing?
There are minerals, Murray. That's what I always think.
I feel like that's like a cool thing.
Well, you got to start by learning what each crystal does.
Are you?
No,
well,
I don't.
Wait, are you
in a crystal?
Why do I know that?
Are you going to tell me why you think the eclipse personally affected you?
Okay, I was like, okay, I don't know if it's because I'm a water sign.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm a Pisces. So I'm a water sign.
Like a fish.
That's what my sign is, a fish. That's why I like to swim. I just felt really tired yesterday. And it was really dragging me down.
That's not what I was expecting at all.
Yesterday was a Monday.
I felt spiritual.
Do you think that had anything to do with it?
But
it
was no, because I worked Sunday, so it was like a Tuesday. Today's a Wednesday. So... I don't know. I just feel like my body was like...
But why would you be impacted by it? Wouldn't it be whoever's astrological sign is happening right now? Leo?
Well, because the moon was covering the sun and the moon...
What does that have to do with you and the water?
The waves. Thank you.
Wait, I'm going to look it up.
Look
I'm
going to
see
please,
what everybody's...
I feel like something was off on
Wait,
with me.
Describe your symptoms. That's why I know you're not lying. You were tired. You were lethargic.
Drowsy, lethargic, just overall un.
What's a lunar eclipse?
Yeah. Just to fill in, Becca had just told us.
Yes, that, Becca's in the room.
Zodiac signs have an effect based
on your eclipse.
what do you think I'm googling?
Mine is Sagittarius.
I know what
type
said.
Of what type of earthly element.
Wait.
Oh, the pea colored one.
What?
It's. Yeah.
Yeah. I said what element?
It is because she. Because
I'm a water sign.
Oh, it's a. I thought you were talking about my stone.
Jesus.
We were talking about crystals earlier.
Aquarius.
No. It's a guy shooting.
Aquamarine. Jesus.
It's a man shooting an arrow.
Cupid.
She's not understanding.
Oh,
no,
I don't.
There's only four of them, and there's like 100 astrological.
Thank you, Megan. I didn't know there was elements.
Mine is a goat, which is hilarious because I love goats. I think it's a goat.
Who are you?
A Capricorn.
I didn't know there were elements. Someone tell me my element.
All right, I'll look it up next. All right, this is how
this is riveting conversation. So if you are able to stick through what we've talked about so far,
yeah. Do you want an
A plus?
No, this is interesting stuff.
Plus plus plus.
So Paige, you're a Pisces.
You betcha.
So this
we're
is
very emotional.
Wait, can someone explain the lunar eclipse? Also, what's the difference between?
Does
the
I sun am go not a scientist. What was yesterday? Yesterday
it was a total eclipse.
Total.
I was a solar eclipse.
It was a solar.
Amanda.
So the moon
sun.
Covered the sun. So a lunar eclipse. The sun
also,
covers the moon.
Can I just
I
make
assume.
A comment here? Or, I was yeah. right. It's Leo.
That sounds right.
We're in the time of Leo. So Leo rules right now. They're like getting all the good shit. Pisces, you're on here. We'll be focusing on jobs, pets, daily activities, responsibilities, their health and personal habits. It's important not to neglect
weird.
Any
I
health
feel like
issue
I've been
today.
Thinking about all those things today.
That's weird.
Oh,
I talked about
you
Cooper
will experience
a lot today.
The eclipse differently, and the effects will last 6 months or more.
I told you it's been affecting me.
You're going to be tired for
6 months.
That
had nothing to do with you being
but
tired.
It's going to affect me.
No, it says you'll be focusing on your job or your pet.
Meg, me.
I'm focusing on both of those right now.
You're done. Sagittarius.
Do me.
Yeah. You get a new lease on life.
Cool.
The balance. They balance work and family.
Do,
do you want me to? Did you?
That's background music.
I was doing
should
background
I,
music.
Yeah.
They make travel plans. They learn a language and become more spiritually involved. You may be asked to teach or coach.
That's weird. I'm teaching. I'm working to school.
You were also yelling.
Sorry. I'm working to school.
I'm sorry. We're excited because
these
things are actually
this
is
spiritual
garbage.
Crystals.
Becca,
dude, are you kidding me?
I'm sorry because this is all true right now.
This is creepy.
Creepy.
That's a bit creepy.
AF.
You're, so it's
she's your, our time
so
to show.
Okay, so you get everything. You're making dramatic changes to how the world perceives them.
Oh, my God.
They are getting the joy back in their lives. Money spent on improving personal appearance and making social connections.
Did you buy a lot of new
clothes?
However,
nice
however,
clothes.
However,
nice clothes.
Leo rules kings, leaders, stock markets, celebrities, sports figures, hot romances, and children.
And PAs.
MPAs. All of those aspects of your life will be demanding attention.
Dude.
Oh,
Meg, read
God.
Yours. And BMAs.
That's pretty spot
that's,
on.
That's really spot on. That's creepy.
You're literally just finding like a word that
Meg
matches.
Meg is such a
okay,
hater.
You're such
it's ridiculous.
Capricorns are finding new creative ways to make money. Loans, inheritance, settlements, profit sharing, taxes, and self-employment.
What?
Why is that?
You just got a job.
This is creative ways to make money. I'm not like stripping. This isn't creative. I have
just
a.
Keep talking.
This is self-employment opportunities come
that
up.
That was one.
Who knows?
That was one
I'm not self.
Can you
that
keep
was
going?
One example.
That was it.
No, it wasn't.
Keep reading.
Taxes, self-employment opportunities come up. That's
period.
That's, they're literally two sentences.
Okay.
Long.
Well, they knew that you are not an.
You're wrong.
Person, so.
This
they know
is
that
dumb.
You're looking for ways to make money to change things in your life.
This is ridiculous.
Boxes
I will not. I will not participate.
Thank you, Eclipse, for showing us that things in life are true.
What are the signs
I'm
called?
Spooked. I'm just gonna say that.
I'm a little spooked. Are you spooked, Beck? She's spooked.
This
I'm
is
spooked.
Garbage.
Spooked.
This is literal garbage.
Meg needs some crystal healing.
Can we turn her mic off? She's not even supposed to be on this.
I know. I really wanted her on. I felt
you guys
like she
told me to pick it up.
Okay, who's the Sagittarius and Leo? Becca and Amanda?
Yes.
You're fire.
Ooh.
Paige, you're water.
So I told you that.
I am earth.
What are you making?
You know what? You're earth. Definitely an earthly
I can see that.
Being.
I thought I was going to get fire.
Person.
I thought I would get fire.
No.
Do you want
definitely
me to?
Definitely an
you're
earthly
You're not vivacious
being.
Enough for a fire.
Okay. It's fine.
Well, I can see some like heat coming off of you guys.
This is
am I cool like I
this is too much we're
do
done
you
wanna,
like,
we're done
take a slash with me yeah
are you guys like a zodiac podcast now
worthy.
Yeah, we are. Send us $20 and we'll tell you your fortune.
I actually really want to see a medium.
So do, I don't want to see a medium. I want to see a palm reader.
No, I want to see a medium palm reader so badly.
Meg doesn't buy zodiacs in my and
you don't want to see a medium, but
fortune
like
tellers. But she wants
reader.
Someone to read her palm. They all look the same.
Fire signs can be emotionally volatile, yet they are very passionate. They can change in the course of an instant. This is
I'm a monster. I
fire is
totally
not a physical
with
thing.
With the
fire is mystical. Paige, I'm picking highlights out of these. Your water.
Speaking of highlights, did anyone notice my hair?
Yes.
No, I didn't, but it looks great.
Thank God.
Emotional aspects. You're focused on emotions.
I said
and
emotional.
Human psyche. Earth.
I think that means I'm psychic.
Earth means down to earth. Dependable.
Ugh.
I'm awesome. Okay, enough of this nonsense. What's up? I don't want to talk about zodiac.
Do I look
anymore.
Like I'm like antsy?
I just felt like you
something?
Had something to tell me, and I, if you don't,
no, I have
things
that
I can talk about.
I
just
bring up. I think it's time that I talk about it. It's something that I noticed about myself the other day.
You're ugly.
That I always look in the mirror and think that. No, it was. It's tough to get off my chest, but
just freaking tell us whatever stupid thing
you're totally gonna
be.
Agree. Once I tell you. So, at a restaurant the other day, and really enjoyed my meal. So, I ate everything on the plate. It's fine. It's normal. I'm a growing girl. So, as the waitress is taking my plate away, I go, oh, wait, I was going to lick that. I realized that I love a good restaurant joke, like, with, waiters. And I hate myself because I know I do this all the time. Like when someone's like, how was your meal? Ah, it was horrible. You know, you might as well bring another one just so I could eat. Like I do this all the time.
So you are a 45-year-old dad.
Yes.
That's what you're admitting to us. Okay. Yeah. We all known that forever, Paige.
I know, but I just realized it and I feel like it's something I need to work on.
Why? People live for that weird shit.
That's not just restaurants, Paige.
Yeah. You do that in every aspect of your life.
Always.
Yeah. Every aspect.
What should I do?
If someone was like, do you want your receipt? Keep it. What am I going to do with it? Save the planet. Like, you
I
say weird
say
dad
that.
Stuff like that all the time.
Why am I like that?
I don't know.
But I'm telling you, it was like my life flashed before my eyes, and I was like the dog with the
Did
cupcake.
Did she actually hand it back to you?
No, she giggled, but then, in the kitchen, she's like, my God, I heard that joke again.
Smashes the plate on the ground.
No, I don't know if she's heard that one before.
Yeah.
I was going to lick that plate,
so you might want
to keep
that.
Can I just say that before you got to the second part of that story, I sincerely thought that you wanted it back to lick. And I was...
So did I.
But I was totally fine with it. I was just like, yeah, like, lick. So what does that say about us? Like, I literally was like, oh, that's a normal request.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, you felt bad that you asked that question.
Yeah, and she was
or
like,
oh, was like, where
I felt bad that I actually licked the plate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's like a chocolate cake and it's like a really like the molten chocolate cake.
Yeah.
I would probably lick the plate.
I mean, I've had plenty of stories where, like I said, like, you know, don't take that yet. I'm not finished with that. And
I just wanted to get that off my chest because I feel like it's really been weighing down on my soul recently.
I'm sorry that I'm not responsive enough. This has been like I've known. You're the only person, I guess, who didn't know this. That you
were
dad.
I'm telling you, it literally, I was sitting there. I think it was with Frankie. And I was like, oh my
Paige,
God.
You are like 3 years away from white New Balances.
What if I already have them?
I don't. Then you're there.
Yeah, like what's next for me in life? Am I done?
Yeah.
Tommy Bahama shirt, definitely.
Yeah.
I like Hawaiian shirts.
Or like the high socks on the beach with mm-hmm. the
jorts.
With the sandals.
Jorts are 1,000% next.
That's on there.
Well, I think I know what my Halloween costume is.
Yourself.
Oh my God.
I know my Halloween costume already. Did you see my Snapchat about the decorations also?
Yeah, you spent $150.
I didn't spend it yet. And
it's on your it's in your cart?
Oh, 100%.
So guys, listeners, Frosted Flakes, love ya. Meg has an obsession. It's a lifestyle. And it's lifestyle. It's Halloween. Yeah. Do you want to talk about it?
I have a lifestyle and it's Halloween. So, I think it's the best holiday. All of the best movies and weather and snacks. Although we've had pretty shitty weather, thanks global warming. But it's Halloween, and I got mad at your brother on our podcast before because I show my love in the only true way possible, which is spending a ton of money on it and buying a ton of decorations. So my parents let me decorate their house last year because I live at home, and they were like, all right, so just depressing. Like, my mom was like, I have my own decorations though. Like, let me decorate. My mom has really good taste and like has tasteful decorations that like match with our house. And I was like, of course, like whatever. So I was off one day and I spent 6 hours decorating the house. And it was amazing though. Like, my parents didn't change anything either. It literally looked like the inside of a Party City. It was fantastic. There was like blood. I had like enough like bloody decorations, but then I had like the cool smiley pumpkin decorations to offset it. I'm a visionary.
I wish I could describe Paige's face to you guys right now. Like, as Meg's describing.
Paige is appalled.
That's a good way of putting it.
This
appalled.
Is the thing.
You saw it. You saw it. I think saw it.
I did our temple house.
I appreciate the theme.
And it stuck around till summer.
Our temple house looked amazing.
I will give that to you. I will give it to you.
I'm amazing.
Just that, you know how I feel about Halloween.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I've seen better days.
Or what?
Are those yellow lights? I mean orange lights?
No, they're multicolored.
They're rainbow.
Multicolored.
Meg has a strand, like a single strand. It's not like set up nicely, just a strand.
No,
straight line down the wall.
That's because it's only like 4 inches. It's like a little guy.
Like I said, Meg has one single strand of lights.
When I moved home, I also decided
in the middle of the wall
to decorate my house. So I did
the like
typical
going.
No,
lights are on there.
Horizontal. It's going vertical.
I bought it to decorate my house like a cool kid.
And it's not
Meg.
But I obviously don't know.
You have enough money to get like 100 strands.
I think
you
should probably take it down.
I didn't know the dimensions.
What's the point of hanging it up? Can you even plug it in?
Yeah, it perfectly reaches the plug. That's why I kept it.
So can you just dangle over?
No, it just hangs just like this.
Yeah.
I'll plug it in. I'll plug it in.
At least lay it on your desk or something. That would look cute.
No, what? Then I couldn't crawl from bed to
here's
the
thing
it.
For you. Maybe what? Get some more lights.
Or no.
Like I said, more lights. Like, this is ridiculous.
I'm going to electrocute myself trying to do this.
This is like, all right, I'll keep doing this. It looks like 15 lights.
So.
Do you want me to tell you something now?
Yeah,
because
cool.
We're talking about food.
Ah, she turned on the single strand.
It looks nice.
Wait, rainbow lights.
When it's off, it's all you need to just to get your life together. And then I just.
This is nice. I don't want to see
it. It's nice.
Make it into an M or something.
Meg, what's up?
Shut up.
What's up?
There's not enough.
Meg, what's up?
So we were talking about food, and that's the only transition I think I'm ever going to make to get on this topic. So I'm just
going
to I'm just going to roll with it. So as you know.
Anyway.
I don't know what you're saying. So me and Joe went.
Your
recently,
boyfriend?
Yeah. Recently went to
7 years.
Recently went to San Diego. And
that was so spicy.
It was cool.
I'm jealous.
Joe was sick.
Aw.
Actually, I felt bad. But it's a cool place. You have to. It's a little hipster. You have to pay like 10 cents
so
per bag at like
in.
A 7-Eleven. Like, they don't just give you a bag at 7-Eleven. Like,
that's
you
a bunch
pay
of
for it. It's stupid. But anyway, so
just
one of the things we went to do, we went to this like cool museum because I'm cool like that. I'm really like artsy and culture, you know, me.
Cultured.
Cultured. Yeah, cultured. And so the exhibit at the museum, which you know that I paid for because obviously it was cannibals. It was a special cannibal exhibit.
One more time?
Cannibals.
Can you use that in a sentence?
We got stranded on this desert island and without food, now we're cannibals.
Thank you.
Cannibals, like they eat people.
No, I got it. I didn't know if you were saying, I heard it.
Cannibals. Do you think that's why they named Hannibal, like rhyme?
Hannibal Lecter,
yes. We can talk about it later. But anyway, so it was a whole exhibit. This was called the Museum of Man. So they had like a beer making exhibit. They had like a History of Monsters exhibit. Like, they had cool stuff.
Why didn't you go to the beer?
We did.
Beer.
We went to all of it. Okay. No, we did. But then there was that was the like, you know, one
did
in season.
Did you have to pay extra for the cannibal?
If I say yes, will you judge me?
Well, that's the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening.
No, it was really cool though. So like, they showed the history of it in like movies and TV, and like, then it was like, what do humans taste like? And like, it was just like
Magno.
Instances of, and then they actually had a live person volunteer. You got to bite their. Oh no, I'm just kidding. Everyone just looked up like that
Meg,
is legal.
Meg,
guys.
I have a question.
Yeah,
this is my question.
Cereal and salt is what I would taste like.
That wasn't my question.
Well, that's how I feel, but okay.
Reading the description of what a person tastes like, did you get hungry?
No. No, I didn't. It wasn't really describing, and it was cool, though.
I had to ask it.
But they had cool stuff. Like, they had a life-size operation game where you could, like, take these two things and pull organ. Like, it was really cooler than it sounds. And it was just like history of it in movies and like where did it start and like who said rumors that like apparently like Lewis and Clark, like they had all this like Columbus, like anyone traveling was cannibal. They had all these cool things.
They're not cannibals.
You don't know that. Apparently, they might be.
I don't.
Any shipwrecks. Shipwrecks are the big one. And here's the kicker.
Here we go.
They always decided who to eat by drawing straws. But in every single scenario.
Should we draw straws right now?
The cabin boy happened to draw the smallest straw. Now, do you think that was rigged? Because I think it was probably rigged.
I think it's definitely rigged. That you doesn't just happen.
And the thing is, why would you want him? He's the smallest one.
He's scrawny. There's no meat on those
bones. You gotta split it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't about it, but it was really cool, and I thought that you would hate that, so I wanted to share.
I would
share
hate
it.
That.
It was amazing.
Like, if someone said, hey,
I'll show you a pic.
What are you doing this Saturday? I'm thinking about checking out the cannibal exhibit at the museum. You want to join? I'd say, you know.
But if someone said, Paige, which of your friends do you think spent the weekend at a cannibal museum, you would immediately think me.
Megan Maloney.
Right.
100%.
Look, cannibals, myth and reality.
I've had enough.
That was cool.
That actually looks like a restaurant logo.
No, it does. It was very tasteful.
Wait, where is it?
That was so good.
Got her.
Love it.
Okay, are you guys passing notes?
Can you guys grow up?
What else did you see in San Diego?
Man, I just sent you something.
San Diego.
So hold on, let me pull up.
How was In and Out?
Okay. Overrated, so we pull up to
Wait, I need to hear this.
In and Out.
I'm sorry. Have you not been hearing all of it?
I'm sorry.
Did you not listen to the cannibal?
Actively
so we pull off. It's off of the highway. So we pull off this highway and we're stopped. And I'm like, why are we like, we're coming off a highway. I'm like, what is this? And I look
traffic?
And Joe went, no.
Was that the line for the In-N-Out?
There was at least, not exaggerating, maybe 55 cars and counting pulling up. And they all wait in this drive through.
What time
It was like
lunchtime,
7 o'clock on a Friday night.
That's
it was
dinner time,
out
right?
of control. So we went inside and still that was like out of control. And it literally tasted like a fast food restaurant burger. There was nothing special. I even did
Here's
like
my
the
question.
Cool Shake Shack is 1,000% better.
Still haven't had Shake Shack.
We have to go there.
Immediately. I've been waiting for someone to
Paige,
take me.
You work in the
Paige,
city.
Keep,
you haven't had
I keep
Shake
offering
Shack?
To take
South
you.
Philly girl.
Oh,
it's not
please.
Around there.
Paige, I keep offering to go with you. I can't do it.
You
anymore.
Act like I never say yes. Pick a date.
Pull your
never.
Calendar up.
We'll do that later. You know, there's a lot on there.
Paige,
because I'm popular.
So cool.
Very busy. I like to be
but
scheduled.
Yeah, it was nothing. Like, it was good. Like, if I was drunk, if I was sober, I was hungry, I just needed something quick. Like, it's fine.
Was it
but
greasy? Was it?
No, it was
it
just.
It was just like a.
It was just.
How was the fries?
Just.
just
did you get the animal style?
No.
Well, then,
well,
no point.
That was stupid.
No.
It wasn't that good.
Wait, Becca
what kind
has
of sauce
words
is
to say.
That?
She, you had animal style?
It's just like
not
mayo
that good?
And ketchup mixed together, isn't
what
it?
What did Joe think?
But I feel like that's like the whole
same.
Thing.
He's had same. It before.
So you would. I have a question.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
have you ever
what?
Had.
Shake Shack
have you ever had. What's that other burger place that's really good? Five Guys.
I've had Five Guys.
Where would you rate Five Guys and In-N-Out? I know, I love
Five Guys.
Five Guys
is above In-N-Out, I think. Although In-N-Out has milkshakes.
Five Guys is the fucking shit.
No.
I love Five Guys.
Oh, it's not
sorry,
better than...
Don't curse on this podcast.
You can say whatever you want.
I kind of always curse, I think, anyway.
No, Amanda, you can say whatever you want. We have an
Your
E.
Your mic's off
we
now.
An
you
E
pulled
next
it out.
To our name on iTunes.
I it's Shake Shack, then Since? Five Guys, then In-N-Out.
Here's another question.
Here's another answer.
I should stop saying that. Can you order alcohol at In-N-Out?
No. They literally have Blimey. A menu. That is the one thing I will give them.
Shake Shack, you can get alcohol.
And I appreciate this. Their menu had like cheeseburgers, hamburgers, milkshakes, fries. Animal.
It was very simple.
Like animal fries aren't even on there. Like you've... No, I'm not. I don't do that. They just had a regular menu with three things. And I appreciated that immensely.
Where's the secret menu?
Yeah.
And you
no.
could... And if I'm like... Can I have the
But they're so busy.
Burger?
Like who?
They'd be like,
that's
yeah.
crazy. They're so busy.
I love a secret menu.
But I love the simplified menu. I love it. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate a simple menu, but I do appreciate a secret menu like the Starbucks secret.
But it's not
stuff.
A secret because everyone has access to it. It's accessible to all. There's
but
no
not a
secret.
Lot of people probably have the balls to order a secret,
that's not,
secret
that's
item.
That's not true.
I would be nervous to do it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, there goes that.
I was almost late for my flight. I sprinted. Like, it was like,
were you
it was
crying?
Like a movie scene. I was the second or the fifth to last person on the flight.
Were you like,
because my flight was delayed 2 hours. Yeah. And then I got switched to a different flight, but then my original one ended up leaving. It was a hot mess.
I hate airlines.
Yeah, I was not sometimes. A fan. Not a fan at all.
Man.
I know.
I'm sorry that happened to you, but overall,
great trip. Gratium.
Gratium?
Gratium.
I had a gratium when I was chicken crit.
I had lots of makeup on my boss.
I've never known that second part.
It's a great Vine. We'll post it on our Insta if we can find it.
Guys, I miss Vine.
I miss Vine too.
The hours and hours.
I still watch Vine with Matthew. We watched it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Some girl tweeted her favorite Vines of all time. It was like 350 of her favorite Vines.
Damn. Were they like the ones we liked?
Yes.
And you boy, to find her.
It amazing.
My favorite
one. I only
one,
got through like 50 because it was bad. Anyway.
My favorite one's that one with the guy. He's at the bar and he's doing karaoke and it's like, din, ooh, wah, ah, ah, ah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know that one.
You don't talk about Pooch.
No. Your mic's off again.
One of my, I was telling someone about this one the other day. It was like the two, do you remember the one where it's like two girls on,
walking to a podcast.
But
copyright.
I told you it might fall out. Try again. Talk.
Wah. Yeah, don't do that. That's not it's not words.
Remember that Vine where it's like the it's like the two girls who are on the deck and it's like Katy Perry song playing in the background and they're having a dance battle and he's
yes,
like, what? Yeah. I love that one. And it's literally like, so we're gonna play with me. And the one girl's like,
oh my god. And it's the younger girls.
Yeah.
On?
Yeah.
The two younger
girls. Yeah. And he's like, what the?
What
the? What is this?
My favorite Vine is when it's the woman on TV and she's like, two shots of vodka. And it's like, glug, glug, glug. And then it's Cookie Monster falling into a dishwasher. We'll post these if we can find them. They're so
Pepsi
enjoyable.
Pepsi bottle. Coca-Cola gloss.
I don't give a damn.
No, my favorite ones is like, it's
I thought you just said your favorite one.
Well, I have a couple. One of my other favorite ones was it was a husky and he's like crying. He's like,
yes, I've seen that.
I miss mine. What's going on over there?
And it was so loud. I take the ear off.
That's how the Vine comes off. So sorry.
Well,
her glasses
are all skew. The Asian girls taking the selfie and they're using the calculator. You've never seen that one?
You're losing us.
They're on the selfie cam and they're using the calculator and keep hitting zero.
You're losing us.
Oh, well,
guys.
What's our deal?
15 minweets.
We have that much time left?
No.
We've said so much nonsense.
And we have a lot of said a lot of nonsense.
Well, if you guys are going to keep listening, we're going to keep making it good.
I don't know if people are still listening at this point.
So I mean, if you want, I can probably get the story in 15 minutes.
Oh, I have a question for you, Paige. This was
okay,
solely,
just kidding.
This was solely
just kidding.
A question for you. Like, this was,
it's directed,
I wrote
towards
this
me?
For you. Yeah. Kay. So if you had the choice, don't ask me why I was thinking about this. I think about this super often. I bet you do too.
To
would
ask
you,
me, you think about
no, like I bet you think about
question?
The answer to the question of okay. this. Would you rather, I'm going to put these.
I'm telling you, you gotta take that strand of lights down.
So if you had the choice, yes. would you rather mm-hmm. be a famous movie actress
wow.
or a famous TV actress? But if you're the movie actress, you get, you know, like three big ones, like you're yeah. well known for. Okay. If you're the TV, you only really get that one big show, but it can be like a Parks and Rec, The Office. So which are you going for here?
I think
like a J-Law or like a Amy Poehler type deal.
Aesthetically,
well, that's a bad example, but
aesthetically, my looks definitely more TV.
Okay,
and also
can't argue with. No, I'm just kidding.
Can't argue with that. I think I would rather have a hit TV show because then it goes into syndication and then you yeah. get paid for
okay.
quite some time. But
I was
I
not
also,
expecting you to say
I
that.
I also
I'll
think
be honest.
I think I'm more suited for a comedy TV show.
Yeah,
a sitcom.
Okay. Okay.
You thought I was going to say movie star?
Oh, 100%. I guess that was my next question then. Like, would the genre impact your decision?
Yeah. I don't think I could do a serious role.
No.
People wouldn't take me seriously.
No. You're no, I'm just kidding. Okay. But I figured you would say, I thought you were going to say movie. So I'm very surprised with that. Pac Amanda, care to give me your answers?
Yeah, I'm a.
Yeah, keep them. I
don't even.
No, we're not.
No, we're done.
What would you choose, person?
Completely out of
I
it.
I think.
Like, I would like to be the next Tina Fey or Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
I mean, we know this. I would appreciate that career.
I think a TV show, if. I would if I don't know.
Amanda just opened a
I don't know.
Seltzer.
I like the idea of it. I like the long run. I like the you know, but I just feel like you get boxed in, and I would want to do some like movies.
You think your artistry?
I do.
There's more to it than
I
just
do.
A one hit wonder.
I think I'm multifaceted, and I think that definitely. My portrayal in Hollywood would need to represent that.
Well, this
no,
is.
I would just want to do like three big blockbusters, right. Just bang it out, get an award, and then coast off of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
versatility.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then like maybe come back for a show, Lane.
It's really nice.
Play like the mom. Do like a Molly Ringwald type deal.
Yeah. That's neat.
I could do serious. You could do funny.
I could definitely not do serious. No one would take me serious.
I could probably do it all. If we're being honest, I could just do every genre.
Right. You're just so
besides
talented.
Romance, I don't think I'd be believable in like a rom-com.
Mm-mm.
No, I'd be super unlikable.
I think I'd be great in a rom-com.
I'd be the good, mean best friend in the rom-com.
Yes, you would be.
Yeah.
You'd be my sidekick.
There you go.
Who?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Speaking of
rom-com
actors.
Yep. No, I don't.
You know what I was going to bring up.
It's on my list, too, but I don't know if we want to talk about it. I'm sad.
It's still too fresh.
It's very fresh.
I will never get over it, ever. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it, but what I wanted to talk about was
getting
Chris Pratt
up.
And
Anna Faris.
And if you had to pick a side, whose side are you on? I don't know enough about it to pick a side, but I think I'm on Anna Faris's. I feel like something happened with him. He
I don't think he cheated.
I don't think he cheated.
I truly, in my heart, don't believe
I
that.
I hope he didn't cheat, but he got, like, skinny, and he got, like, buff, and he's a movie star. I think he was just never home.
He's perfect. He did not cheat.
He did not
no,
cheat.
No, I don't think he cheated. I just think...
I'm on his side always.
I think his ego maybe got the best of him.
My thoughts, from all I've read, the theory that I found most plausible, which I don't...
You guys don't know.
I can't hear you.
I do know these people.
I...
We turn your mic
I off. Do not know enough, and I cannot comment on other people's lives, and nor should I feel like I can, but I'm going to.
I thought you were going to say period.
No. Let's discussion ended. No, I personally think it sounded like their family direction was going different ways. Like they had kind of decided, like,
kid.
We're going to move somewhere, settle down, have more kids, and like chill out. And then all of a sudden
his career,
I think
took
he
off.
Was about that. And then his career took off, and I don't blame him, but
no.
I also think, and this is what I told Beck, I get her being like, listen, you kind of like screwed me over. Like, we were supposed to be on this wavelength, but I don't want to stop your life, whatever. But like, she's not going to have more. She might not have more kids regardless.
Yeah, she might
like,
not get married
she's
again.
She's older. So like, it would just take a while. So I just almost feel like at that point, just like hang, like they might still get back together. I'm still hopeful they'll get back together because of that. Because
they're not divorced. They're legally
right.
separated.
And I think that like he could do this next movie. And like, I'm not saying don't follow your dreams, but like at a point,
at the end of the day,
you're
what
a billionaire. Like,
what's your life worth being a billionaire? Not billionaire, like a millionaire movie star, or having like
but the thing
a
is,
great family.
No matter what he does
on.
Or doesn't do, he Drop will be like, he will be a movie millionaire. Like, he will be a movie star. Like, he'll always
yeah,
be a
he'll
movie star.
He'll always be a movie star. But
and just like agree, like, hey, I'm gonna do one movie every 2 years, and like we'll have another. Like, just
should we call them? Should we?
Should
talk?
I?
Should we be their therapist?
No, should I give him a call? I have her number.
Be the mediator.
Should I?
The legal I mediator.
I just feel like they can work this out.
I want them to
I
work
them
it
to.
Out. I really do. Sweet little Jack and his glasses.
He is so cute. He deserves
he's
these two lovely.
He's adorable. Well, let's.
We wish you guys the best of luck. We know you listen every week,
yeah.
And we just want you to know we
thank you
we
for
love.
Listening. let's end on a happy note. Do you have a riddle?
Sure do. I have some good ones. Locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded.
Oh, can I make one more comment?
Yeah.
That would be an ending on the happy note. You know what really makes me happy?
Let's hear it.
That the sisterhood of the Traveling Pants Girls are best friends in real life. They hung out again this weekend. And you know what?
Literally.
Like, I love it.
It just
I live for it.
Warms my heart. Warms my soul. It's like chicken soup for the soul. What are those books called?
Okay. So the riddle is...
Their friendship is chicken soup for the soul. You're welcome.
Those books are ridiculous.
I know. Go on.
They have one for everything. It's like Dog Walker's Soup for the Soul. Like, they have one for everything. Do you?
Do you think I'd be a chicken soup for the soul kind of book buyer?
Yeah, you probably have a copy.
I don't have one.
You definitely do.
I don't.
Look again.
Buy me one.
How many bananas can you eat if your stomach is empty?
What?
Don't.
Is this a riddle or like just a fact?
It's, I think, both, truthfully. It is both medically and ridically accurate.
Ridically. Is that the correct?
Ridiculously.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Love it.
Oh! She just said it. Anyway.
I didn't hear it.
I heard it.
But I didn't, and I have the headphones.
Okay. So. If you guys heard it, don't listen to
Did
it.
Did you Google it?
No. No. Amanda literally just said it.
Well, it might not be right, whatever she said.
Well, when we turn this off, we'll say it.
Okay.
But anyway, guys, if you made it through this podcast.
God bless you.
God bless your soul.
And come back for more.
We were a little rusty.
We were. But that's to be expected. It was good rust. It was.
Do you think? I think
nice rust.
I think we're still dusting it off.
We are, but it's good dust.
It's the best kind of dust.
We're fun. I swear.
We'll get it.
Next one's really going to be good.
Get it right.
Just do it.
Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. I'll need you.
We're going to go.
Yep. Yeah. I was about to bust
out. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Cut it.
Cut it. Bye, guys.